Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to this episode of WP Coffee Talk. Today I have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you somebody who's new in my life. I think we've talked on Twitter and maybe Facebook, but this is Dan Mabee from WP and Up, among other things, of course. WP and Up is not your only project and endeavor, but I know that you've got your fingers in a lot of pies, so to speak, and so I know that we can talk about a lot of those kinds of things. But welcome to WP Coffee Talk, and thank you for being here with me today.
Sure. Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to come over and chat with you. It's great to put a face. We've spoken, as you said, digitally several times, social.
Exactly.
Good to actually chat face to face.
Yeah, and for me too. I always enjoy talking to people that I have met digitally, as you say. So that's one of the nice things about WordCamps as well, right? So yes, you get to see definitely. All these people in person, which is nice.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so it's wonderful. It's wonderful, isn't it? We can build these connections and feel like we have friends, even though we've never actually met before in person. And then when we get that opportunity at a WordCamp, it's great. It's really good.
And then, but if people don't look like their social media profile, then you're like, they're like, Michelle. And I'm like, hi, you. And I'm trying to look at their name tag, you know, without looking like I don't know who they are. It's always the challenge too. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, sure. So I'm, as you mentioned, I'm Dan Mabee. I've been in the WordPress space for too many years now. I think we're well over a decade. I run a digital agency called Blue 37. So we specialize in the design and development of WordPress websites. As I've progressed through that, as I've gone through that journey, I've been self-employed since leaving school. So many, many years now in one form or another. And going through the journey of self-employment, of starting businesses, of building up, I've dealt with my own personal mental health related challenges. And it was back in, when was it, 2014, I originally registered the Twitter handle for WP and Up. And it was from that kind of seed that things have progressed into me. I now run another CEO for WP and Up, which is a registered charity that supports and promotes mental health within the WordPress community. I also run, I think we're at 4 meetups at the moment across the UK, and the co-lead for WordCamp London at the moment. So I certainly keep myself busy in and around the WordPress space.
I was going to say, what a lazy bum you are. There's a old saying that says, if you need to get something done, you ask a busy person. So
that's right.
Because yes. We know how to get it done for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, but we're definitely, go ahead.
No, I just because I love it. I just love the fact that we've got, so there are so many, this is what I particularly love about the WordPress space. There's so many areas that you can support, so many areas that you can get involved. It's not just about obviously development or design. There's it's a really great opportunity. There's so many opportunities to be part of the community.
Well, Friday morning, I was doing a demo of Give, which you see, I work for Give. I was doing a demo for a gentleman in London, and he's fairly new to the WordPress space. He's volunteering for a charitable organization that's all about cleaning up the oceans and the beaches.
Oh, awesome.
And I said, well, if you need some information about, you know, WordPress, I said, I know there's an annual WordCamp in London, I said, and there are several meetups in the area, so say hi to my friend Dan. Yes, thank you. So hopefully he'll find his way to you.
We've got the WordPress London meetup that I've been running for many years now, I can't remember how many years, which is a great place. I just enjoy being part of it, enjoy getting the community together and just being around friends and sharing and networking and I mean, it was all born out for me of share, kind of wanting to connect with other people and share kind of knowledge and experiences, etc. And it's evolved so through the meetup, the London meetup, it's been a steady progression and evolution into what is now WP and Up.
That's wonderful. I love it. I always say for me, because I've run the Rochester, New York meetup for quite a few years, one of the most difficult challenges is always finding a space to accommodate the meetup for free. We don't want to spend money if we don't have to. But no,
absolutely, yes, yeah. And unfortunately, London's just so expensive as luxury. Have the same experience. We've been very fortunate so far with venues.
That's wonderful. We're starting a new venue next year that is free and beautiful and 100% tech. So
fantastic.
So show me the mug that you have today. Let's see what you've got.
I have one Wapu band. This was 2018 WordCamp London 2018.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's in your mug this evening?
I've got a peppermint tea.
Oh, very good. Well, I have my new mug, one of my new mugs. This was on sale at Walmart. And I liked it. And I'm also drinking tea because I've already had enough coffee for the day.
So. Yeah, I do love a coffee, but I have to limit myself.
Yeah, as I do. Otherwise, I won't sleep at all tonight for sure.
No.
So you mentioned it's been over a decade. I've been in the WordPress space about that amount of time as well. But how did you get started in WordPress?
If I'm completely honest, through laziness. It was, I had a business at the time.
It was the path of least resistance. Yes.
Absolutely. I had a business at the time. I just needed to get the business online in some way. And the business was outside of the tech space. I used to run a mobile pub. So I used to travel the country running big events, and I just needed to get the business online in some way. And I was looking for a solution, and I'd had a background. I'd studied some technology. I'd studied some programming languages whilst I was at university. I had enough technical know-how to dabble around, and I was trying at the time, I tried Drupal, I tried Joomla, and eventually stumbled across WordPress and never looked back, because it was just the tool that I needed at that time. And from that, finding that tool, I then discovered the community. And that for me was really, that was what kind of made that was my future path for me. It was being able to work with this tool that had this amazing community around it.
It's definitely a big selling point.
Yes.
For sure. When you look at sites around the world, as I know you and I both do, what do you think is something that we as, you know, WordPress designers, developers need to focus more attention on to make those sites better and stronger?
That's unfortunately a fairly easy one, accessibility. There are some major, major issues around accessibility that really do need to be tackled. I'm not an accessibility expert by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a major issue that we do need to tackle, and we do need to be raising more awareness of within our space. I think there's some fundamental things that we could be doing to improve upon that, and not obviously not just within the WordPress space, but outside of it as well.
I've said frequently on the show and elsewhere that it's so much easier to build an accessible site than to retrofit an accessible site.
Absolutely.
And to that end, I think in one of the future generations of WordPress, you should not be allowed to upload an image without giving it an alt text. Now, things like that would kind of force us into doing that. But I completely agree with you. It's more than that, of course. And there's a lot more to accessibility than just alt tags, but it's a good start.
It is, yes. And that's the thing, we have to start somewhere, don't we? And
there's
definitely been some work in that area, and that's great to see. I think we can certainly do more.
We can always do better, correct?
Yes.
What's something that you wish you had known earlier on in your WordPress career that you've learned since that might have made life a little simpler?
Ooh, good question. Ooh, that is a really good question. I think there are so many things. the use of Git and version management. It was definitely something that within our development cycle took us some time to get right. And I'm not saying we got it completely right now, but it's definitely improved upon. That's been a big challenge. And I think we've had situations in the past, very early days, where version control, having having version controlled code would have made made our life much simpler. And unfortunately, in the very early days, we didn't have that.
Right.
So yes.
I took a class on Git once just to learn what it was all about, because I don't do programming and development and things like that, but I wanted to understand, you know?
Sure.
And so if you were to visit my Git, you would find a grocery list with four items on it. And the forks would have varying items on it. And that's the entirety of my Git. So,
sure.
But you have to start somewhere.
You do. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. We can version control our life through Git.
Exactly. There's got to be a way to tie it to Alexa somehow, I'm sure.
Yes.
And all these other voice technologies. Now, I know you've been to a lot of WordCamps and meetups and things. I'm guessing you've been to more than just London as well.
Yes.
When you think back over all the different WordPress type events that you've been to, is there a moment or two that was really pivotal to you in your career in WordPress? And what was it for them? Ooh,
that's a really good one.
I thought these up all by myself, so I'm glad you like them.
I think probably one of the most pivotal or even profound moments. Unfortunately, I wasn't actually at the WordCamp, but it was Corey Miller's talk at, I think it was Denver 2015. And he was, it for me, for the topic that he talked about was related to mental health. And it was a real kind of pivotal moment for me. Because I, as I said earlier on, I'd registered the concept of WP and Up. I didn't really know what WP and Up would look like or what it was all about or what it could do. But to hear somebody else in the space and somebody that I respected massively talk about his own challenges and his own battles that he was facing was a real eye-opener for me. It really was, quite a profound moment, because it really made me feel like, you know, this is right. We do need to move forward. We do need to develop WP and Up. And I'm just so honored now to have Corey on our board of trustees and to be actually part of the project. It's really quite an incredible cycle that this whole process has gone through.
I feel like he was one of those people that was big enough in the WordPress space that when he talked about his own struggles with depression, anxiety, mental health type issues, it kind of made it okay for other people to say, hey, me too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and that was, to me, very groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It was just one of those moments that you could feel it was almost as if permission was given to talk about it within our space and people did start talking more openly, and we did start to see more. Obviously in recent years, we started to see WordCamps developing wellness streams within the campuses, which has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. We've really started to be more open about well-being within our space.
It's amazing to me too how much we can do for each other
in
the space. And part of that is just by opening up. But that's what WP and Up is all about. And you have some amazing initiatives coming up too. So tell us all about what WP and Up does. I mean, I'm interested in your design work, of course, but the WP and Up part is the part that the stuff that you're doing for the whole community is what really attracts me to what, you know, your whole account or whatever. So tell us a little bit about that. And tell us what's coming up with around WordCamp Europe next year.
Sure. So we've got there's been a lot going on within WP and Up. It's actually really relatively young. I know I talk about 2014 in terms of the concept of the idea, but actually I met with what is now the board of trustees to discuss what this might look like. It was essentially a bunch of friends that we came together. I knew had some experience within the space around nonprofit and around mental health, and thought, let's have a conversation and let's see what this looks like. And every part of the conversation that we had drilled down to mental health and mental well-being. We were talking about isolation, we were talking about the kind of solo working and all the various issues that a community of freelancers and distributed team members can face. And we took the decision to start it as a nonprofit, because we wanted to be focused on the people, focused on the support, rather than focused on the profit, because we need to make sure that everything we're doing is around the people that we're working with. So we started that process, I think it was back in 2017, to start registering as a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We actually got that at the back end of 2018. So it really was a very long drawn out process for us to do that. to achieve that. We're a registered non-profit here in the UK, although we do deliver our services globally. We work with the WordPress community. So our only barrier really is language. That's the only issue that we come up against. And we started to form this. And as I say, we got registered status as a charity. And we put out a little community video back end of 2018 to just say it was just only ever meant to be a kind of a hello world. We need to collectively have a conversation within the WordPress community about mental health. Well, actually, off the back of that video, we ended up receiving far higher levels of requests for support than we'd ever imagined. But we also started to receive far higher levels of donations and support financially for it. So it was a real incredible moment because it demonstrated that there was this need for this service within the community, but there was also a desire to support it within the community. So it's just evolved quite quickly from that point. We've got an incredible team now supporting this, team of staff, team of volunteers. There really are some incredible people doing stuff within WPNUP. And we've got at the moment two initiatives that we're running. We've literally just launched another community video around the concept of Never Give Up. So we're running this campaign titled Let's Never Give Up. And the intention is to raise some awareness of what's going on within WPNUP, but also to raise awareness that as a charity, this does need financial support. It does need the backing of companies and individuals within our space to deliver. And it's not something I want to keep talking about, kind of money, because it's for us, it's really about the people. But unfortunately, it does come at a cost. To give you an idea, our costs are somewhere in the region of around £20,000 a month right now. So they really have escalated very, very quickly. But then our support has escalated very quickly. So we've delivered a little over 7,500 hours of support so far into the community.
Wow, that's amazing.
It really has been just this very fast ramp up. We run many events across the community. We've got an awful lot that's going on, but I say it all comes at a cost. So the concept of Never Give Up is actually, you know, we're going to keep going. We're not going to give up. We're not going to stop. We are going to do this. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there has been a funding gap that has had to be filled by myself personally, which I'm very happy to do, and I knew it was always going to come. It's not something I can sustain. It's not something I can keep doing forever and a day. So we want to work with business within our space, because the idea is obviously we're supporting our community. We're wanting to support a healthier, stronger community. Mm-hmm. And we want to work with companies to do that. So that's an initiative that's running right now. And we're running as we go into WordCamp US at the end of the month. We want to make sure that we can hit our funding goals and make sure that we can continue to deliver the services that we're delivering. But it's also about going into WordCamp US and raising awareness of what we're doing. And obviously, as we're at the event, we want to have plenty of conversations with both individuals and companies in the space. But we're also running another initiative as well alongside that called Head To. So that's it's a Head To WCEU. And this one was born out of WordCamp Europe this year. We were inspired by the incredible work that Marcel Bootsman did walking to WordCamp this year. Walked from his hometown to the venue, which covered 718 kilometers. Which amazing. Was just incredible. Absolutely an amazing feat to undertake. I just realized feet and his feet. But he did do this incredible job, and it really did inspire us. And we looked at what we're doing within WPNUP, and we know that we've got to raise funds. We've got to raise awareness of what we're doing. And off the back of a brainstorming session that several of the team members that we had at WordCamp Europe, this concept of traveling from Berlin to Porto was born, and we decided that we'd cycle it. So we've got a team of us, myself and several others. You maybe could see there's a bike in the back there, actually.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be cycling 3,000 kilometers across 6 countries over 30 days to raise awareness of WPNUP, to raise awareness of both positive physical and mental health within our space, and of course to do some fundraising.
That's wonderful. Now, Carol Olinger has been on the show. And by the time your show airs, hers will also have aired, hopefully. Fantastic. Soon. And she was telling me all about her prep preparations and things. Mm-hmm. I've been following her in social media, of mm-hmm. course, as she's, what's 4 or 5 days after surgery, she was already on her bike and training. She's amazing. Yes, truly amazing. You have an amazing team. Mm-hmm. So
she's been an incredible inspiration, having gone through what she's gone through, and to the way she deals with it, the strength that she has. It's been amazing. We've got, and this is what we're really trying to demonstrate across all of this project. We've got there's myself, there's Carol, there's Nathan, there's several others in the team that are going to be cycling from start to finish, the full 3,000 kilometers. Not one of us are trained athletes. Not one of us are elite athletes by any stretch of the imagination.
Not an Ironman in the group.
I hadn't got on a bike until about 2 months ago for 20 plus years. What we're wanting to demonstrate through all of this is that there's a direct correlation between physical health and mental health. And if we can impact our physical health positively, it will impact our mental health positively. Mm-hmm. But we all have responsibilities. We all have our lives to continue. We all have businesses to run or businesses to work within. We have our families. There's lots of commitments. So we're wanting to try and demonstrate that lots of small changes can accumulate to this, to have a big positive impact on us as we go through this journey. Mm-hmm. So it's about continually doing little things that, as I say, do lead on to this, accomplishing this big challenge.
One of the things she had mentioned that I thought was brilliant is that you don't actually have to be in Europe and do the ride with you, but that you can get on a stationary bike and ride Absolutely. That same distance on a daily basis, or ride in your own local community. And I thought that I would not have thought of that. And I mm-hmm. thought that was a great way to feel, you know, a kinship with what you all are going through as far as that journey.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. We've got, we've engaged with a documentary team that will be supporting us. So we're recording pieces now to camera as we do stuff. And we will also be live streaming various elements of it as we go, and there's some discussion around whether we actually live stream the whole ride so people can actually get on a virtual bike and join in with us virtually and actually be part of it and see the scenery as we're doing it. So there's lots of really interesting things and interesting ways that we can get this message out there and get other people to join in and be part of this, because it's not a case of you need to come over to Europe and travel, spend a month traveling across it. there are many ways to be part of it, mm-hmm. both on the ground and virtually. So we've just opened up we opened up a couple of weeks ago, the opportunity for people to register their interest to be part of the team and to be with mm-hmm. us. And we've offered an option to cycle with us for the full 30 days, or for a 3-day period, or for a single day. So there's if people do want to be part of it, then there are quite a few ways. And we want to, as we travel across the 6 countries, we want to actually, we're planning the route so that we hit various areas where we know there are WordPress communities, so we can actually attend meetups. We can actually be part of the community as we're traveling through. So it's quite an exciting time.
That is wonderful. And she was telling me it's not just as easy as getting on your bike and starting to ride. The route planning is one of the most difficult parts.
Yes.
It's all the pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. The logistics behind this are massive. Not only are we trying to move a body of people 3,000 kilometers across Europe, we've got to ensure that that happens in a safe environment. We've got to make sure that every single person starts at point A and gets to point B in one piece. There are no issues. There are a lot of costs associated with this to ensure that the safety and welfare of the team is our highest priority. We have the need for support vehicles. We have the need for accommodation. There's so many logistical parts to this, which of course come at a cost again.
Yeah.
Keeps coming back to that, which we want to work with great companies within our space to try and create exposure of them, the way that they're supporting positive mental health within our community as well by mm-hmm. being part of this.
That's wonderful. When you talk about companies having, you know, supporting positive mental health, I'm sure you have some tips that you could give to both individuals who are freelancing and working remotely, and to the companies that are supporting them and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Can you throw a couple Absolutely. Of those out there for us?
Yeah, sure, sure. So for the individuals, so we've got a lot of individuals within our space that spend a lot of time on their own. So whether freelancing, even if they're part of a distributed team, so they actually work for a company, they can still spend a lot of time isolated and kind of stuck within their own space, within their own head potentially. I know myself, although I work with two separate teams, I can also spend an awful lot of time without actually interacting with another human being. Yeah. So for the individuals, I would definitely say that things like meetups and getting out and ensuring that you do reduce that social isolation in some way is a really good positive step forward. Taking the time to get out and just meet the community. It's so beneficial in so many different ways, not just from that kind of reducing that isolation perspective, but also from a networking perspective, from a business growth, from an education perspective. There's so many positives that you can get from these kinds of events. So definitely for the individuals, I would definitely recommend mm-hmm. getting out and be part of the community in some way. Mm-hmm. And if there isn't a local community, get one started.
You can always make one.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. I laugh about it, but yes, there's so many opportunities to get these communities started. If there isn't one locally, mm-hmm. there's a pretty good chance there's going to be somebody else within your local area that is using WordPress. They may be a blogger, they may be a marketer, they may be a designer, they may not be mm-hmm. using WordPress in the way that you use it. But actually connecting with them is a real positive in that respect.
And WordPress.org will support mm-hmm. you through that process.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. There are so many great ways to get supported and to be part of this. It really is a good time to mm-hmm. take that on and to go down that journey, to go down that route.
Yeah.
And for the corporates, for the business owners, for anybody that has employees that they are responsible for, I think the key here is being aware of mental health and being aware that mental health is just as important and as has just as much of an impact, if not more sometimes, than physical health. It's one of these illnesses and one of these issues that is unseen, and we need to make sure that we're aware of that. And if you have team members that are struggling, then there needs to be some recognition of that, and creating well-being manifestos or creating policies within your business that enables people to take time if they need to support their mental well-being, then that is a really good step forward for us.
Definitely. I know I work for one of those companies that's very much aware of and concerned about mental health. We don't just have sick days. We're encouraged to take mental health days mm-hmm. when we have that need. And we have people checking in every once in a while. We use Slack like a lot mm-hmm. of distributed companies do. And every once in a while, you'll just get a direct message from somebody saying, just checking in on you. How you doing today? And mm-hmm. it means a lot.
Absolutely. It's the power of that, just that check-in is incredible, and not just within our business lives. I mean, we're all so well connected these days that often we forget that actually we're not well connected. Previous to Facebook, I may have just gone down the road and seen a friend because I hadn't seen them for a while, but now they're on Facebook and it's kind of, you end up a bit of a disconnect from it because it's quite easy to connect to them, but actually, do we then connect with them every day? No, it's but actually being able to just send a message and say, I just thought I'd check in, see how you're doing. It really is a very powerful thing to do. The amount of people that that we hear back from where we go through that process and we actively reach out to them and just do have that moment of check-in, for them it's a real positive because they know that somebody's there. They know that somebody is, they're able to talk to and reach out to. It's it's very, very powerful, and I highly recommend. If you've got a friend that you've not been in contact with for a while, then reach out. Say, hey, how you doing?
Remember me?
Yes.
That's wonderful. I that's what I try to do. And I actually sometimes put it on my calendar.
Sure.
As a reminder, just like, hey, reach out to somebody different today. Otherwise, because we get our heads down in business and we don't think about those kinds of things. But
that's right.
It's not a bad thing to have to remind yourself sometimes.
No, not at all.
So the people who are listening in and, you know, might read on the blog later, how can the WordPress community support WP and Up? What are some different ways that we can help you?
Sure. So we've got a couple of different ways. So initially it's about awareness. It's about raising awareness of what WP and RP is, what it's about, and just getting our message out there really, and supporting and helping support the community. Because there's incredibly the amount of people that may not necessarily know about WP and RP, and as soon as there is an awareness of it and they start interacting and engaging with the team, the positive impact that they have, that they can have on their life, is incredible. Getting involved in terms of kind of sharing the message, our content, mm-hmm. blog posts, podcasts, etc., is really, really appreciated. We do run a Slack team that is predominantly focused around the development of WP and RP and the progression of it. So it's open. Anybody is welcome to come and join us there. You can reach us via wpnup.org/Slack. That will redirect you to come and drop your email address and come and join us. It's a great opportunity to be part of it. And if you have particular skills that you feel that you may want to donate or want to discuss with us, the team, around how those skills might fit in within WP and Up, then that's a really good place to do it, because there are many team members that can get involved and have those conversations with you.
That's wonderful.
The other way, as I've mentioned a couple of times, unfortunately, is around funding, and yeah. It is around helping us financially to continue, because we do have very real costs in that we need to purchase professional mental health services. We do need to, although we offer those free to end user, of course they come at a cost to us as a charity. So if you hit wpnup.org/donate, there are a number of options there to donate. You can chuck in a one-time donation, or we have the option for reoccurring, thanks to the wonderful Give WP plugin.
I thought I recognized that page.
Yes, yeah, it's for us, it's been a fantastic tool. Obviously, it means that we can get this out there, get this message out there, and start helping to support us financially.
Well, as I mentioned to you before we started recording today, WP and Up is a special place in my heart as well. You know, listening to Corey a few years back, and then also discovering you at WordCamp Kent, not this year, but the year before, I gave a talk on using your WordPress powers for good. And then the person after me gave a talk on, you know, positive mental health in the space. And I was like, wow, I hadn't really thought about it in the terms that he presented. And he talked a lot about WP and Up. And so I started doing a little research and following and doing those kinds of things. And this year I've been giving some talks called The Care and Feeding of the WordPress Community, Me, You, and Us, where I also talk about positive mental health. And I have a slide dedicated to WP and Up. And then it occurred to me, I think about a month ago, I could share the opportunity with others to give. And tomorrow is my 51st birthday. And I shared I just put it out on Twitter, thinking nobody pays attention to me, you know, kind of thing. And within 20 minutes, two people said, I made a donation on behalf of your birthday to WP and Up. And I don't know how much it was, and I'm not asking, because I know every little bit helps. Absolutely. Large donations are wonderful. Small donations are great. Recurring donations are phenomenal. And then I discovered that you're also on the Facebook list of charities. So I shared it there too. So we'll see if we can get a little bit of money. But somebody that doesn't have a lot of money to give can still promote.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be their birthday.
Yes.
But they can still promote the positive things that you're doing and ask for donations on your behalf. Yeah. And for other people to be involved in whatever way they can. So
absolutely, yes, yeah. I mean, first, thank you. I really appreciate you doing that. And it's fortunately, Facebook actually makes it very easy for people to fundraise for a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And as you said, we are a registered nonprofit on that platform, along with GoFundMe as well, and various other platforms. We're sitting there. So if people want to do these kinds of fundraising activities, then we're so grateful. For every individual that's running these, we really have a very special place in our heart, because it does mean that we can continue to do what we're doing. And it's really encouraging as well to hear people across the community wanting to support us in these various ways. And it's not, as you said, it's not all about having to give money. There are many ways to do this, and every single way we are deeply grateful for.
Yeah. Just retweeting is yes. just one little step. Just retweet it, because you never know who might see it that needs Absolutely. To hear the message, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. So we've got the, as I mentioned, the Never Give Up. So there's wpnup.org/nevergiveup. You'll see in there the community video, which you are kindly part of as well. So thank you. It's we've got just sharing that video and getting that video out to the community and just raising awareness of this message that WPNUP exists. We're very, very grateful for.
Yeah, and you've got some great people on your side, of course. So it's great to see the community come together. Mm-hmm. Support each other, but especially through one organization that's dedicated to it. So yes. thank you for the work that you're doing, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Now I'm going to move into our rapid fire questions, because I want to honor your time today too. And these have nothing to do with mental health unless you direct them that direction, of course.
Yep.
So, and our regular listeners know what the questions are, but we never know what anybody's answers are. So that makes it fun too. If you had to recommend 2 to 3 plugins or types mm-hmm. of plugins to somebody mm-hmm. building their first website, what would they be?
Ooh, their first website.
Or their question. Own website, maybe.
If it's a charity, give WP without a doubt. that's a really good question. We've got our own set of plugins, and I can't think what they are off the top of my head.
Well, types of plugins are good too, so...
Yes. Yeah. I mean, John Blackburn's Query Monitor goes into every site that we're developing. But again, it depends on the kind of where they're at in their development cycle.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yes. Cool. That's a good one. I need to think what's on our list.
That's great. I'll throw in there that I think everybody should have a good backup plugin, mm-hmm. a good SEO plugin, mm-hmm. and a security plugin.
Sure.
So okay. How's that for this? I'll help you out there a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, at any point, go ahead.
I feel like there was a plugin that I saw a couple of weeks back that was focused around better accessibility as well. And I'm not sure if that's, I didn't spend any time on it, but that would be.
That'd be a good one to look for.
It would. Yes. Yep.
Absolutely. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official mentor or somebody you looked up to or took you under their wing, and who was it?
I've had an incredible mentor. Unfortunately, I can't mention who it is
because that's okay.
It was something that we kept between the two of us. But I have a huge amount of respect for that individual because they really have guided me and helped me many times and not wanting to keep banging on this, but mentorship is something that we're very keen on. We are explicitly delivering within WPNUP because it is so important having that individual to turn to. But there have been many, many people within our space that have inspired me across through my journey, whether that's been kind of business focused or development focused.
I agree with you. Having a mentor or being a mentor are very powerful things for both parties involved. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Yes. Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
Ooh, so many good people.
Pick a couple.
I think I've got I know I've already mentioned it, but I do have to mention Corey. He was a huge inspiration for me. I massively respect what he's done, both not just from the mental health side, but from the business perspective as well. Obviously the journey that he's been on. I think from an educational perspective, Gary Jones was a big inspiration for me. I got a lot of respect for him, a lot of time for what he does, what he's done, and he's been on a fantastic journey as well. There are many, many good
There's
people.
A lot of people I know.
Yes.
It's actually an easier question to ask somebody who isn't as global in their knowledge of WordPress, because sure. they know 2 or 3 people, but it's harder for those of us who know so many people. So
that's right.
I'll move on to the next question for you. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress that you haven't tackled yet?
Ooh, something I'd like to learn. I think predominantly development around Gutenberg is more of is an area that I need to spend more time in. I think it's, as a project, it's got incredible scope. It's got an incredible future, a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. but yes, I think there's definitely some stuff that I need to learn within it that that would help on that progression for us as a business and for me personally.
Yeah, Gutenberg has got some. I think the road ahead of it is huge, mm-hmm. And it's still at infancy in its journey, yes. But it's going to be exciting to watch it grow.
Absolutely.
What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it? My favorite question.
Deleting a client's site without a backup.
Oh, wow.
This was very, very early on. And it was via the command line. And in fact, was it command? It was command line on the server. This was pre-WPCLI. And yeah, site gone, database gone, no backup. And that was a very, very hard lesson to learn. Not ever to be repeated, but it taught me a massive lesson, and obviously version control and appropriate mm-hmm. backups.
That's when you go, so what was that Git thing I heard about?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that was a tough lesson to learn, that one.
I think we've all had something similar happen to us, and yes. And yes, it's one of those things where you'll never make that same mistake twice.
No.
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Proudest. I think it's got to be the development of WP and Up and seeing the team evolve and seeing the people around it become the incredible team that they are. I think that has to be my proudest moment.
Yeah, I can. If you had said anything else, I was going to be surprised. I'm proud of you for it too.
Thank you.
If you weren't working in web and web technologies, mm-hmm. what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Ooh, I've actually had a really varied career so far. Web was never my original path. I was actually studying to be a vet, and I've got a huge passion for animals. So
I thought I heard a dog barking in the background earlier.
You did, yes. Yeah, we've got a little 18-month-old beagle at the moment, which he's so cute. Hyper.
But the truth is that anybody over maybe 30 years old mm-hmm. never thought that web would be something they would grow into, because there was no web when I was in college. Right.
So yeah, I was originally studying to be a vet. So that would be, it's something I would always love to go back to. But carpentry is also a real passion of mine. So that's, again, I've had a career within carpentry.
Oh, that's cool.
But again, it's something that it's always there. It's not something I will ever lose as a passion.
That's cool. Now, nobody's ever asked me, Michelle, what would you do? I would be a Broadway singer, but that's another story.
Oh, awesome.
There's a lot of competition, but it would be fun.
You never, ever want to hear me sing.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Yes, that is very definitely a weakness.
What's something on your bucket list, Dan?
Oh, on my bucket list. It's got to be a parachute, a skydive. Hmm. I've done a few things. I did a paragliding, which was just an incredible experience. We were about 3,500 feet. It felt like I was sitting on a bar stool, 3,500 feet up in the air.
That's amazing.
Nothing around me. But yeah, I think the skydive and diving, actually going and kind of getting out there and seeing more of the world from under the water.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that before, like scuba diving or anything? It looks fascinating.
It does, yes. Yeah.
I used to watch Jacques Cousteau on Sunday mm-hmm. evenings because... Okay. It was that or the news. And so I learned a little bit about not all that. And the younger community is going, Jacques, who?
Yes. That's what I love about this. I look back and think, well, the community, we're 56, maybe 17 years now into WordPress. And you just think that we've now got 16, 17-year-olds in the community. These individuals weren't born when WordPress started. And we've aged with WordPress.
Well, I have mentioned before that he usually sits behind me, so I always point to that empty chair over there. But Jeff joined us in March, and he had mm-hmm. never been in WordPress before, so I challenged him. He's in accounting. Mm-hmm. I challenged him to start his own blog. So he is actually a native Gutenberg user.
Oh, okay.
So excellent. It comes very easily to him, sure. And he didn't go dragging, kicking, and screaming into the block editor. So now I'm like, I don't know how to do this. He's like, let me show you. I love it. So show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that the WordPress community might not know about you.
Hidden talents. I think, to be honest, I spend so much time in the community. There are actually many hidden talents. They're all out in the open. No, I don't think there are actually any hidden talents.
That's awesome. I know. I'm pretty much an open book myself. So if you want to know about me, it's all on Twitter. I just put it
out. That's right.
So tell us how people can find you, WP and Up, your business. How do we find you online, social media, etc.?
Sure. So for me personally, it's pretty much anything / Dan Maybe, M-A-B-Y. Similar for WP and Up, anything / WP and Up or WPandUp.org. And the same with my business, Blue 37. It's actually Blue 37 Digital on the social networks. But yeah, it's we're very, very easy. I tend to be very easy to find along with WP and Up. We want to make sure that we're out there and available for people.
And not a hidden gem. I went to a marketing class and the teacher said, and this was like a community class, how many of you think that your businesses are a hidden gem in your community? And more than half of the hands went up and she said, then why are you hiding?
Yes.
That's right. And everybody was like, oh, yep. I don't want to be the hidden gem. So.
No, we need to get it out there. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure people are aware. Make sure people know that it's available. And this is the lovely thing about WP and Up. We attend WordCamps. We sponsor WordCamps. We have a booth at a WordCamp. And we're not trying to sell anything. We are there to help people. And it's so lovely to have those conversations, because having been on the other side where I'm at a WordCamp as a sponsor trying to sell a product or sell a service, it's quite nice to just say, you know, we don't want any money. We just want to talk to you and we just want to help you as a community.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for all the work that you do for all of the people in WordPress. You know, I hope that the people listening find a way to support WP and Up and help the community grow even stronger and better because of the work that you're doing.
Sure. Well, thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity to come on and talk about it and share some of the story with you.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been a great opportunity and I look forward to meeting up with you at a future WordCamp, I hope.
Yes,
and I won't be riding a bicycle to Porto next year, but I'll be supporting you along the way.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And until the next episode, we'll see everybody later.
See you later.